From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
In an evening address from a military base outside Washington Monday, Trump said that he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan without going into detail. Defense Secretary Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted IS's days are numbered while cautioning that the defeat of the militant group is not imminent. The Pentagon chief also cautioned that stabilizing Iraq is not going to happen overnight. U.S. State Department Presidential Envoy Brett McGurk reiterated that IS has not reclaimed any ground. This is VOA News.